What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. It is episode 82 of Strong the Iron Will Way. This is a bit of a continuation of an earlier podcast quite a few episodes ago called Realistic Goals or Realistic Expectations, I think is what it was called. And the idea behind that was I think a lot of people, there's a disconnect between their goals and their expectations of what it will take to achieve them, which leaves in the person being discouraged because they feel like they're not able to achieve their goal. And then they change the goal to say, oh, maybe I don't want X, Y, Z. So for example, if we were to say that is to be a millionaire, right? Someone just randomly decides they want to be a millionaire. And they don't really have any kind of, that just sounds like a good number and it seems like life would be great as a millionaire. But then they really, if they are actually serious about it and find out, holy crap, that actually would require me to have 20 of these businesses that I currently have one of, or that would require me to get an advanced degree and this and get a completely different job and a completely different career, and that would probably take me 10 years to do that, I'm not interested in that anymore. I would be happy with $100,000. So this person just had not a clear understanding of what it would take to become a millionaire and also wasn't really all that committed to being a millionaire. So that's a case where we just change the goal because the effort and work involved is greater than we are willing to give. So I feel like that happens a lot in the health and fitness world because there's just lack of understanding of what it takes. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in the first episode. And we did talk about is I think it takes just a lot more work and effort and time than people realize, right? So you'll see oftentimes the finished product and want that for yourself, and then not realize that that person has been doing this for so long and so consistently that it would be overwhelming to look and say, well, okay, cool, so I'm going to do this for 25 years and then look like that, right? It's totally discouraging and logical to understand that you would then maybe just feel like you have to change your goal. But I think it's important to understand the work and the time involved in that. One of my favorite books is called The 10X Rule. I've probably mentioned this several times. And it's guided, it's geared mostly towards entrepreneurship and business. But in a nutshell, the sense of the book is that you probably have to do 10 times more work than you think to get the result that you want. So set your goals high, but understand that you're going to have to do so much more than you think you have to do. And I feel like that is true for just about everything. Business, relationships, workouts, sports. And the reason for today's podcast is it occurred to me, I was in a conversation with a fantastic woman, human being, client yesterday about who is a musician and a music teacher. And we talk a lot about the parallels in teaching fitness and training versus teaching musicians and music. And I was using the example of I love music. I love the idea of being able to play the guitar. There is nothing more awe-inspiring to me than when I watch someone who can play the guitar and then sing at the same time, and both at like very high levels of expertise. Blows my mind. Literally blows my mind, because I can't sing for shit, and I took lessons, guitar lessons for, I don't know, a year or two, and like really couldn't do anything. At least in my mind, I couldn't play. And I pretty much assume that I'm tone deaf because I can't listen to a song and even remotely come close to playing anything that sounds like it. And I mentioned a friend of mine who played guitar. This is just one of those guys that could do everything. I hate this guy. I love this guy, but I hate him at the same time. He decides he wants to play hockey, and in a year he's like a badass goalie. And then he decides he wants to play the guitar, and in a year he's like listening to Patience from Guns N' Roses and just playing it. Now, meanwhile, I'm taking guitar lessons, I'm practicing all the time, and I can't listen to a song and tell if that's the same chord being played five times or five different chords. I just can't tell. So to me, that was a sign that I'm tone deaf. I don't even know what that means, but I heard it enough to think that that's me because I can't tell the difference between one note to the next. And I'm just not meant to play the guitar, man. I can actually get my hands and fingers to move pretty well, but I can't hear the music the right way. And I'm just not meant to be a musician. So we're having this conversation. And I'm telling that exact story to Lisa. And she says, well, hold on. Like, what your friend could do, you know, listening to the song and then being able to, that's like super duper high level stuff. And like one in a, you know, 100 or less people can do that. There's many, many musicians that can't do that or couldn't do it without years of learning. And then she just went on to tell me more and more and more about how much time she spent in school and practicing and practicing and practicing and learning to become the musician that she is now. Now me, having no knowledge of becoming a musician really, I just assume that people that are musicians and are genetically gifted to be musicians just kind of get it. And I know they play and they practice, but I really have no idea of how much practicing and how much is involved in getting to any level of talent, especially where they would be noticed by the general public on like a big stage where they have received some sort of celebrity or attention for their ability. And then it hit me that, you know, part of my job in working with her and everyone else is to explain to them how well they're doing or not. Because I think a lot of times if you're new to working out and body transformation and strength training and so forth, after a month or two, you might feel discouraged if in your eyes and in your mind, not much is happening because you thought by now you should have muscles and you should be so much leaner and you should be so much smaller or have lost 10 pounds or something. So when I try to let people know, hey, I've seen literally thousands of people go through this journey. You are doing great. You are right where you should be at this point in time. In fact, you are farther along than most people would be now. And if you stick with this long enough, and that might be 6 months, that'd be a year, that might be 2 years, you will be right where you want to be. And a lot of times I'll see this kind of, expression change where there's one part like, oh, fuck, like this is going to take that long. And that sucks. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, good, because I really wasn't sure I was getting anywhere. And of course not, because when we talked about that, music angle, I really didn't think back when I was learning how to play that I was getting anywhere. And I feel like maybe if I had been educated on what's realistic to expect at certain levels, and if someone were to say to me, hey, you know, if you can do this after having done this for this long, that's actually really, really good. What you're, you know, the songs I was bringing this guy that I wanted to play were like fucking Eddie Van Halen from, you know, 1980, that were like, this guy was like known to be one of the greatest guitar players of all time. And in hindsight, I'm laughing that I was expecting to even play anything remotely close to that in, you know, a few months of learning how to play the guitar. So I feel like that happens so much in the health and fitness world, where we see pictures or read articles or actually know people that do it, and we see it and we're like, that's what I want. But we just have to understand that it's completely possible with the right level of work and commitment and dedication and time and patience and being able to get there. So my point for today is to stress that even though it may seem like it's going slow or even sometimes not going at all, understand that this really is a long process. And oftentimes you'll be making progress that you are not aware of because you're not really aware of the indicators of that progress or what's good or what's not good. It's hard for me to cover in this podcast what is good or what is not good, but this will come back around to why I love and we love to emphasize strength training as our primary tool in body composition change and transformation, because it is measurable. We can look at literally the charts and see strength improvement over time. If we see consistent strength improvement from month to month, we can rest assured that we are building some degree of muscle. Even if it's not visible yet, we know if you're getting stronger, you're adding muscle. Your metabolism is going to be improving. the benefits are sure to follow, but that comes first. So if we are not seeing strength increases, we need to work on why that's not happening. But if we are seeing that, that is a very, very positive indicator that the body physical, you know, cosmetic changes are sure to follow. And of course, we have to make sure we're doing all the actions necessary. You know, if I'm, again, if we use the analogy, I'm seeing my guitar teacher twice a week, but I'm not practicing at home, you know, he's going to notice the difference. So if all of a sudden my friend and I go to guitar lessons twice a week for a year, and at the end of the year, he is considerably farther ahead than I am, am I going to blame my teacher? I should not. I might. I shouldn't. Am I going to blame my genes for my tone-deaf ears and my genes? I probably will do that too. I shouldn't. Will I blame him and say that he's just a genetic freak and he's superior at this, he's gifted to do this, and I'm not? Yes, I'd probably do that too. None of those would be accurate. What I should really be looking at is this fucking guy practiced for an hour every day and maybe even an hour every morning because he's very serious and he really wants this, and I didn't practice at all, or I practiced every day for the first 2 weeks and then twice a week and then really not at all except for my lessons. And a year went by and I got a little bit better and he became really, really good, and that is why, okay? So back to my friend Lisa, who was having this conversation with yesterday. Here's a perfect example. She is being very successful right now. I'm seeing her body change daily, weekly. Now, last night, she had to go to the hospital, family situation, and was there overnight, and she was scheduled for a 6 a.m. session this morning. Perfectly, perfectly understandable for her to not come. She fucking came. She came and worked out, okay? Now, I'm not saying that everybody should do that, but the point is, her mindset is, I'm coming 3 times a week, no matter what. If I can manage to get in there more often, I'm going to. But every week since we've been training, I swear, every week, there's been something that has come up on a scheduled training day that has altered the schedule, but we have found a different day. And it might be 2 days in a row, it might be at night, it might be in the morning, but somehow, by hook or by crook, she's getting in. Now, I can't tell you how many other people would have come in once a week for the past 6 weeks because things just kept happening, scheduling kept changing. So the point is, she is successful and will continue to be successful because she's set her mind to doing it no matter what. She's doing the behaviors, she's trusting the process, and the shit is working. So that's the lesson for today. Have an awesome day, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.